What is good, everybody? Welcome to the first and official episode of the Bonka Talks podcast, man. Brings me so much joy to say that, man. It's been 2 years
since we've
2 years since we officially even like thought of this as like a thing, man. Been planning, things going on, life happening, but it's finally here, man. I'm glad to be here with my dogs, man, and finally getting this rolling. Before we start, I want to introduce my dogs because this could not be happening without all of us doing this together. The teamwork, the coordination, everything, man, it's just popping, it's booming. So I want to get introductions out the way. Obviously, my name is Will. I go by Nappyheads. Social media, you can find me at Nappyheads on pretty much anything, Instagram, Twitter, whatever the case may be. I'm on there. And yeah, I want to give it away to my boys here, man, and we'll get started.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Dre. I go usually by Dre D Boy YouTube, your boy Dre on Twitch. I be gaming and shit. Love to talk anime.
What's good, everybody? My name is Tyler. You can follow me on Twitch. I like to game. Obviously, we're here to talk about anime. And we're going to have a great discussion with the boys.
Plug the Twitch, bro. Let's hear the Twitch handle, man.
Oh, yeah, the Twitch handle, the_golden_tiger. Tiger spelled T-Y-G-E-R.
I'll have all that linked down in wherever we're watching this at, Apple, Spotify, or YouTube.
We'll definitely have it plugged, but we are also missing a member right now. He is currently busy. No worries there. He'll be here next time, and for the long run as well, obviously, our boy Terry. And we'll also have all his information plugged down below as well. But to get started on this, man, I mean, obviously, this is a manga, anime, weeb, nerd, whatever you want to classify it as. It is a weeb culture podcast, man. Going to be talking about all different types of things as far as anime news, culture, opinions, hot takes, everything you could think of, man. And honestly, this wouldn't be possible, like I said, without my homies here, man. So definitely blessed to be doing this. But kind of like a little icebreaker here, man. Let's kind of get things rolling here. Want to ask my boys a question here. Like, what are some things that we're currently tapped into? I mean, I think that's a good way to kind of get everyone to get familiar with us and kind of get a gauge of what we're into and how deep we are into this. Because, I mean, obviously anime and manga is as popular as it's ever been. And we can get into that later as well, because I want to have a specific conversation about that. But what are some things that you guys are currently into right now?
You know, the obvious being One Piece. I'm an active Berserk reader, of course. But I haven't been reading too much. It's mostly been watching. I've been watching Shangri-La Frontier. I was kind of asleep because of the nigga with the bird mask and shit. So, that's a banger. The SAO progressive movies where they redid the whole story.
I do gotta tap into those.
Facts, they're fire, bro. It's really done well. I want to say, actually, Soul Eater. I've been reading Soul Eater, so I watched Soul Eater all the way through, and I was left wanting more. So I've been reading the perfect edition of that. I've been collecting them, and yeah, Mashley. It's a whole long list, and we can get into that more later, but I want to give the floor to my boy Tyler.
All right, so, I mean, kind of similar to you, I really haven't been reading too much manga right now. Definitely been trying to watch some more anime. I have been watching Shangri-La Frontier. I can definitely stamp that as it's pretty good so far. Similar to you, I was pretty hesitant because the main character, the bird head, kind of threw me off, right?
Yeah, facts.
But it's fire. The opening is an absolute banger. Been loving that. And then I've also been trying to watch Ninja Kamui. I watched the first episode on HBO Max. It starts off hot, so that's been pretty good. And I'm looking forward to watching the rest of that.
Fire, bro. I haven't tapped in the Shangri-La Frontier. I haven't seen it everywhere, though. So,
bro, it's SAO done better, it's in valid. My opinion. Like, in terms of, like, following that man in his leveling journey, you actually seen stuff happen. You're seeing battles go out, and it's like you're an MMO character, you're broken regardless. Like, if you play MMOs, you know, like you go through and you kind of just shit on stuff if you're really good. But And this, it's like, it's not just them being OP, it's them showing the steps on why they're OP and like what they're doing. And even the bosses in there, bro, they're actually giving them trouble and stuff. So yeah, definitely tap into that.
That sounds
fun. The animation is fire too.
Yes.
Yeah, bro, like I said, it's been all over. Like Crunchyroll, it's been like the most popular thing for God knows how long now since it's been airing. So every time I go on there and I'm peeping the shit I be tapping in with, like it's always there. So the bird head definitely stuck out to me though. Like it definitely stuck out to me. So
oh, you see why. You see why.
He's cool though. He's a cool MC.
Yeah, and instead of him just being that like broken pro tag, it's like he's broken because of the games he played before he's playing this game that he's playing at. And it's kind of funny how they do it. That's why once I figured out that and like the reason he's like explaining all that each episode, like if he has a skill in the game and he's like, oh, like no, everyone's like confused on why he's doing it, it explains it. And it'll go into a backstory of him playing a game that resonates with that said skill. Like, it's like, it's fire, bro. It's fire.
That's gas, bro. I mean, when it comes to shit I've been tapping in with, man, I mean, I'm, for those that know, they know, I'm big into reading. I read more than I watch. As far as things I am watching, I was reading and watching Undead Unluck, which is pretty good. Definitely kind of odd. I've seen some things on Twitter about it, so it definitely intrigued me when it got an adaptation finally. So I definitely tapped in with that. Mashal, obviously, that got me into reading the manga. The like season and a half I was watching definitely got me reading the manga. So getting towards the end of that, Solo Leveling, obviously, we can talk about that. That's one thing that I've been waiting for. Big fan of the manhwa. Ninja Kamui, definitely a good one. Don't really get too many good gores that I'm interested in personally. A lot of gory anime. So I'm a whore for action shit. So definitely tapped in with that. I got to peep that new episode as well. And as far as what I'm reading, obviously New Gen, JJK, One Piece, Blue Lock, My Hero, Black Clover, caught up in all that. Kaiju, caught up with that. Big fan of Chainsaw Man. Eden Zero, Fairy Tale 100 Years, and then obviously I got some manhwa in the bag as well. Reading a manhwa right now called Overgeared. Solo Leveling vibes too. A lot of manhwa I notice do have those Solo Leveling vibes, at least from what I've seen. There's obviously all types of genres out there, but Overgeared, definitely Sun Jin Woo type vibes, if not a little different, but it's definitely gas, getting deeper in that, and definitely trying to tap in with some other things as well. But as far as what you guys have, I mean, just kind of looking at the broad scope of everything, how do you guys feel animanga as a whole is right now? Like the state of it. How do you think it is right now?
Honestly, I think anime and manga right now is the most popular it's ever been. Manga sales are doing the best they've ever done. Anime is doing the best it's ever done. Like you're having a lot more people who never watched anime, weren't into it when they were younger, starting to get into it, especially like the older crowd, you know, people in their 20s, even adults. You know, I'd be seeing TikToks of adults watching One Piece now. And some of my coworkers that I work with, they watch One Piece and they were never anime advocates, you know. So I love seeing the growth of anime and how far it's come, because obviously you guys have known growing up watching it, experiencing anime, like you used to get made fun of for that. So to see everyone hopping on the wave, it's pretty cool to see, and seeing everyone just share the love and experience for the, you know, for the culture is awesome. I like it.
And to preface, ladies and gentlemen, we are not one of those weirdos. We don't get mad at people that are new to anime just because we were quote unquote bullied or like made fun of because it was uncool. We just love to see new people in the space, really. You see rappers and shit like Meg, facts, bro. You see all these rappers and different things referencing more and more, and it just feels good. But as far as any manga as a whole, I couldn't agree more with Tyler, honestly. From One Piece being like worldwide now, like everyone knows about One Piece. Every country you see out there, they got like I think it was even for like the Palestine stuff. They're doing like Luffy shit out there in the mother countries, like putting up this people are doing in the Olympics. They're doing Luffy gear too. Like,
yeah,
honestly, we up. I wish our video games would follow. We kind of get held in that department, but yeah, as a whole though, anime manga, especially me, I'm a big Soul Eater guy. So when I found out his apprentice was making a new manga, Gachi Okuda, I had to hop on, and that's been a banger since first chapter, honestly. So yeah, I couldn't agree more with both of y'all.
Yeah, I to piggyback off both of y'all, man, I agree 100%. Like, I've been reading manga, watching anime since like third grade, man. Like, I remember snagging copies of Naruto, which I still have to this day, from the book fair. Like, got caught stealing these hoes from the book fair type shit, bro. Like, so crazy to see how much it's become normalized. And like I was like, I saw this shit on Twitter. Like, this dude said, I'm not an anime nigga. I'm a nigga that watches anime. Like, I feel like there's like a key difference in those two things. Like, they're the weirdos, obviously, and everyone's gonna enjoy things how they want to enjoy. Like, we're not here to bash how you gonna live your life. You're gonna do what you do, obviously. But I just appreciate it, man. Like, and especially like when it comes to manga too, like anime is like in a whole different stratosphere now. But a lot of people are picking up manga, bro. Like, I'm peeping people I follow on social that I would never have like considered manga readers at all, or like would think they would fuck with that type of shit. And I'm seeing people post manga. Like, people are reading JJK, they're reading Berserk, Vagabond, One Punch Man. Facts. Like, all these different things, Tokyo Ghoul, like, they're experiencing it because, like, the art in these things are insane, bro. Like, for those that know, they know.
Since we're going off of experiences right now, what was y'all's like first interaction with anime? Like, what was the first thing that got you into it and that got you watching more?
Dragon Ball. My cousin Mikkel, man, shout out to Mikkel. I know he'll probably be listening to this. I can remember, bro. I even have the volume. It's not the same one that we read, but it's the same volume. Dragon Ball Z. It was the copy with, it was the Buu Saga. And it had Gohan, Goku, and Super Saiyan 3. Gotenks and Super Saiyan 3 on the back cover doing like a joint attack. I don't know if it was a Kamehameha or whatever it was, but like that is really what got me on. And then obviously Naruto came right after that. To be honest, like, One Piece wasn't really a thing. Like, I kind of followed it throughout high school. They were in, like, the Dressrosa arc back then. So it wasn't really the best time, in my opinion, obviously, for newcomers to kind of hop on the wave at that time. Just because my opinion on Dressrosa, we'll get on that another day.
I feel you. I know.
It just didn't seem like an arc I wanted to get into, but I was definitely tapping in. Like, that's around the time when Bounce Man was a thing, finally. So I remember hearing the rumors about that and the spoilers for that. And then I finally got into One Piece not too long ago, about, like, 3 years ago at this point, 4 years ago. Yeah, 4 years ago, damn. So we were still in Wano Country at that time. But as far as what got me into it, man, like, the Dragon Ball Z anime, the movies, man. Like, I can just remember vividly just watching the Broly movies, Fusion Reborn, Super Android 13, and all these things. Like, it's just, it was crazy, bro. It was so crazy. But it kind of widened the scope for me from there. Like, I was just hooked, man. So became a weeb literally at a young age. So
dope. You, Tyler?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, I first got into it on Cartoon Network, you know, watching Toonami and stuff late at night. And, you know, you would see Dragon Ball would air, One Piece would air. I would watch Inuyasha all the time, every day before school as a kid. And obviously Pokemon too. Pokemon was a huge one for me.
Oh,
God. I would say that's really what sold me, honestly, because I've loved Pokemon since a kid. And Ed Will knows this. I still play Pokemon to this day. I'll grind it at least once a week. You know, so that's where my love and passion for anime really came from.
Man, shout out Inuyasha, man. Definitely. Inuyasha was definitely on there. Shout out Toonami, man. Toonami definitely put
wake up at 4 a.m. on Adult Swim. Mm-hmm. Inuyasha come on. You just like, what is going on?
And he was tough, too.
Tough as hell.
He was tough.
I definitely have a more similar path to you, Will, more than anything. Besides, like, for me, it's between Dragon Ball and Gundam, actually. So we had Endless Waltz. My uncle, my dad were big into Gundam. I can't remember which was on first, but I know for a fact we had every single Dragon Ball CD, DVD, like you name it. My dad had that shit. We had figurines, Transform. Like for me, it was like a multitude of cartoons that you would basically classify as anime. And then the classics like Dragon Ball Z, eventually Naruto from Cartoon Network. But yeah, man, shout outs to the Pops, bro. Pops had me right, bro. He had me on every game system, had me on every anime. And that's just been that was the start of my geekdom.
Yeah, I could never have expected that it would have blown up as much as it did. Because like we were saying, man, like back then it was just,
it wasn't weird.
As normalized. Yeah, I mean, Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! Were really like the main things.
You still couldn't talk about that shit, though. Especially that Pokemon at school, you was getting clowned.
Well, I mean, Pokemon, was the most normal thing, at least in my area. Like, people had Pokemon cards, but like when it came to things like Naruto and Dragon Ball, like that's where people were crossing the line. So I'm just like, where?
Yeah. For me, after middle school, Pokemon was you getting made fun of, kid. Seen you playing that shit out of facts. Middle school is raps for you. Even late middle school, low key, was kind of taboo.
Definitely middle school is when I definitely saw the weird energy for sure. I mean,
yeah,
the runners.
I'm an advocate for like thinking like comics and manga are pretty much in the same thing. It's just American version of that, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like what manga is in Japan is what comic books are here. DC, Marvel, whatever the case may be, Spawn, all that stuff. So I mean, yes, it may have darker tones, but manga has dark tones too. Like there's seinen manga, bro. There's Berserk, there's Vinland Saga, there's Vagabond, there's ReZero in the anime space. Like there's all different types of things.
I mean, obviously even One Piece, bro. It's so cartoonish and like goofy, but it got real a lot of times in that manga.
100%. And they take aspects from what happens in the real world and apply to them to their own story.
Yeah. And I think the ones that really help shed light to a lot of people as far as like a safe anime for them to get into like the entire genre for, things like Attack on Titan, I feel like was really big in that for the casuals. Attack on Titan, My Hero Academia, JJK is doing numbers for the casual community right now. I mean, even things like Chainsaw Man, obviously Dragon Ball and Naruto and Bleach have their effects, but a lot of people are coming in to it through Attack on Titan, through My Hero Academia, through Jujutsu Kaisen, and obviously Demon Slayer. I forgot Demon Slayer.
That's a huge one nowadays. Huge one. Even in Japan and a little bit in the States, SAO has had its share of merch and media that's come out that everyone's just fallen in love with. So I most definitely agree. These intro anime manga that you could almost say they're not too intro, but they really are now, is leading into people getting 1,000 episodes into One Piece. So I definitely agree.
Yeah, and people are finally starting to make the climb to the One Piece, man. Going through, man. Like I got a couple of homies now who are finally getting into it and they're enjoying it.
I'm one of them, bro. It's like less than a year to a year that I started. I remember you telling me there's
a better place besides now to get into One Piece. Like there's not have been a better opportunity than now to read One Piece.
I remember you telling me like before Rooftop, you said, bro, it's time. You gotta tap in.
It was definitely time, bro. I think COVID really helped me because I got into One Piece because my son was born. We were in lockdown. So I was at the crib. I wasn't working. I was just getting checks, staying at home, watching One Piece, man, because my job didn't know what the hell was going on. So I literally finished One Piece in like 6 months, man. I caught up, and we were in Onigashima by the time I caught up to that. So then I got into the manga and Gear 5, and now we're here. I don't want to throw out spoilers, obviously, because we don't know who's going to be listening to this, but
thanks.
One Piece is crazy, man. It's crazy. Like, it's definitely – I don't want to compare it to Dragon Ball, obviously. But it's definitely feeling more like Dragon Ball
with like the moments
back in the day, exactly. Like back in the day, even outside of like the anime itself, like just for the culture, like back there on Thanksgiving, we would see Goku as a blimp at the Macy's parade. Now we're seeing Luffy out there now, bro. Like, what the hell? Like, we got Luffy everywhere, like at sporting events, like you said, man, like all types of references to Luffy, athletes doing gear, two stances, and it's crazy, bro.
I love seeing it.
It's only going to get better, man. Like, as the next, I'd probably say, like, 5 to 6 years until it ends. If not more, I mean, who knows, man. Oda's going to do what Oda does, but it's going to get even crazier, man. And as people see the excitement build up, more people are going to get on it because they want to. That's the thing. They want to see what everyone's bickering about, what everyone's, like, raving about. So they want to be included in that, too.
Yeah.
So
they want to see what's so popular about this show. Why does everyone love it? What's so attracting about this show? It makes me curious, man.
Episodes or chapters is what deters people, man. But once you get into it, you're like, damn, I want more. Like, why isn't there more of this?
That's how I felt. That's what got me to read, honestly. That and Berserk, obviously. Oh, man. Berserk was probably the best read I ever had in my life, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
But just wanting. It's the wanting of more. Like, I kept getting into Soul Eater, and then I watched some videos. I'm like, saw a video doing a retrospective and explaining how much was missing from the manga. And when I actually picked up one of the perfect editions I finally got, I realized just how much was missing from the anime. And reading has just, honestly, it comes to a point with reading manga that you like forget you're reading the manga and you start animating it in your head. I don't know if y'all are the same, but that's how it is for me.
Nah, 100%.
And
exactly.
But honestly, as far as the current state, what is one of the current mangas you seek to pick up? Like, what's something that you definitely want on your shelves right now?
I feel like something I've already read or something new.
Both. It could be anything. Just anything you're wanting to collect right now. Anything you got your eyes on. Like, for me, is the perfect edition of Soul Eater. Soon, maybe collecting some Bleach. I definitely want some One Piece.
I'm going to just throw this out there now. But the storm is coming, man. Sakamoto Days, when that gets animated, it's going to be crazy. Like, I'm caught up in the manga. For those that read it, they know what I'm talking about. The paneling, the choreography, everything is insane. Like, top tier sequences of action in that shit. When that shit gets animated, if it gets a good studio, obviously, and like the type of love that things like JJK, Demon Slayer get, that shit's gonna boom, bro. Like, that shit is crazy. Like, I see a lot of people raving about that on Twitter, and it's well-deserved, man. I don't know if you guys read it, but Sakamoto Days is definitely one to keep an eye out for right now. That's definitely a nappy recommendation to throw out there. If you haven't tapped into it and you like things like JJK, One Punch Man, stuff like that, you would definitely fuck with Sakamoto Days, and that's definitely a thing to keep an eye out for.
What would the whole vibe? You obviously said One Punch and JJK, but like, what's the category, all that stuff?
So it's an assassin anime. It's an assassin manga. So Sakamoto's a retired assassin that found a wife, got a family, works at a convenience store, and is somehow, simple terms, dragged back into that previous life that he left. And he is just cracked, bro. Like, dude went into retirement, got fat, living his life, just ducked off, doing his thing, running his store, and is still able to kill people with things like a fucking pencil sharpener or a fucking pen or just the most random shit. Like, I saw some shit, bro, about who would win in a fight, Toji or Sakamoto, bro. It's easily Sakamoto. And those that know about Toji, they know Toji is that dude.
But he's a demon.
Sakamoto, you can't give Sakamoto something as little as a rock, bro. Like, you have to put Sakamoto in the barren ass place.
That's a tap in, bro.
No,
nothing
for real.
Around. Because he can turn literally anything, and I mean anything, into a weapon. It doesn't matter. Dude turned a pair of headphones into some nunchucks, bro. Like,
he's tough,
bro. Like, just the most creative shit, bro. And like I said, the choreography is insane. The paneling is insane. So if you're a manga reader and you're really looking for some good action shonen, definitely tap in with that, because that's definitely gonna boom once that comes up. And then, speaking of popular, we gotta talk about Solo, bro.
I do have to read, but that anime. Ooh, boy, that's just one step.
I'm
It's
sad though, they're
written.
only doing 12 episodes.
Oh, until
I heard,
they go on
I'm
their
hearing
break.
conflicting things about a part, like a continuation, like a part two to season one, like another 12. I mean, I guess it would be considered season two, but I'm hearing that we're going to get 24, but we're going to get an initial 12 first, and then we'll get a break, probably a couple months or so, and then part two will come out.
Oh,
because
so
there's no
season.
Way they can space this out to like a year or so. Like, it's too popular, bro. Like, it's one of the most popular anime on Crunchyroll ever. Like, and people, I'm surprised by it, honestly, because like, we've had webtoons get animated. We've had Tower of God, God of High School, things That's... like that.
Oh, don't get me started on God of High School, bro.
I feel like the reactions weren't as crazy as I expected, because I'm caught up in Tower of God, the manga, like the online webtoon for it. It's like over 600 chapters now. So they're way, way, way far behind. Like, they're just about to do season two, I think, in the summertime, finally. But Solo Leveling, that should really help with more manhwas getting animated, like more manhwas getting recognized. Because not only do webtoons, like, they're more easier to read for a lot of people because they're colored. You read them like traditionally, like how Americans read it. We don't read it backwards, like how manga is. And the action is crazy, the story is crazy, the characters are crazy, etc. Like, I can rave about that shit all fucking day.
I mean, we can go into a discussion pretty much now about that, because when it comes to Tower God, I think they were one of the first, right? Tower God came out as one of the first webtoons
to
get
adapted.
Yeah, I
can't remember any other webtoons.
And I thought it did pretty well. Pretty sure it did well. And then I think what really fucked it up for everybody in their eyes was God of High School, how quickly paced they did everything compared to what I heard that people that did read. Compared to how they animated it, because I was confused as hell watching that anime. They were in the tournament, and then out of nowhere, he started unlocking the god powers, and then shit just went crazy. I was like, well, what is even going on? Who are these characters? We didn't even get intros for a lot of characters that are supposedly, they were like more integral to the story, but we just knew them as some random character that just popped up.
That's wild.
And from what I've seen too, is that's really just the tip of the iceberg. Like, there's so, like, God of High School is such a deep story. Like, I have a friend, actually a couple friends that are caught up in that. Well, I guess finished it, because God of High School, I'm pretty sure, is done.
Yeah.
Going through my manga app right now. Yeah, it's finished, bro. It's 572 chapters.
Finished.
I did know that, well, I did hear that they skipped through a lot of the introductory stuff in that first season. So there's a lot of like fluff that was taken out. I wouldn't even really consider it fluff, but there was a lot of stuff that was like taken out that would have added to it. I don't know if it was a budget thing. I don't even know, to be honest. I didn't do any research on it. But as far as that goes, I'm sure it's going to come back. Solo Leveling is really going to boost how people recognize manhwa, because a lot of people don't even know what manhwa is, like the Korean webtoons and stuff like that. Like, excuse me, this is really gonna shed light on a lot of that. And obviously they're gonna be buying off the shelves now. Like, they're doing collectors box sets of Solo Leveling now. I have like the first five volumes physically. Can't wait till they drop the second one. So it's definitely gonna help. I think it's really a good thing.
I most definitely agree. If y'all haven't read any of the webtoons, they're, like he said, they're very easy to read compared to manga, because you can even put it in a long strip and just keep scrolling and read the entire thing from top to bottom. It's all in color. They usually animate it as if they're animating an anime, so you get to see different motion and stuff. It's a really good, easy read.
Yeah,
it's easy to get locked into those two, like, a lot more than traditional Japanese manga, like, because of what you guys said, because it's colored, like you said, Dre, you can read it where you can just scroll up and down. You can kind of read it pretty fast, so I get locked in whenever I read those, so definitely recommend.
Yeah, and Solo is a short read, so I mean, the anime is not going to be too deep. I mean, I could see, like, probably, honestly, I mean, where they're at now in the manga now, I was comparing it with the actual box sets. They're going to probably complete I think they've gone through the first three books, like one through three at this point.
How many books total are there?
So there's 200 and actually no, 200 chapters flat. So just straight 200 chapters, because they just added more not too long ago. Last summer, they did a continuation because the artist of Solo Leveling, not the author, but the illustration person that was in charge of like drawing everything, he had passed away. So a lot of people, including myself, felt like the ending was kind of flat in a way. So what they did is they did a epilogue. I won't get into what it's about because it's really, really big spoilers, but they did an epilogue that kind of gave you a fitting conclusion to how everything wrapped up, and it made it a lot nicer. Left a lot of things up to interpretation, obviously, but all in all, it was really good how they wrapped it up, in my opinion, because they gave us like an extra like 10 or plus 10 plus chapters, I think, because I'm reading through it right now on my app. And this all, I think this ended at in the 180s, bro, if not the 170s. So they gave us a handful of chapters afterwards. So, but yeah, it won't be that long. I mean, right now, like I said, they've gone through the first three books so far because I've been kind of keeping track. And they've been doing a really good job adapting everything as well. It's been really, really well adapted. Because that was a lot of fans' worries, was how are they going to adapt it? Are they going to cut any corners? They've cut a little bit out that I've noticed, but it's not anything too noticeable that it's going to like ruin it.
Yeah, it's just like fluff type shit.
Yeah, it's not anything crazy. And from what I'm seeing, the episode today added some things to it that wasn't in the original material. So definitely some good things with it. I think the studio's in charge. I think it's A1 doing it, I believe. They're doing a really good job. So definitely hats off to them. More manga probably on the way now because these studios are seeing that these manga are definitely worth the risk, because there was a lot of risk doing Solo. There's a lot of politics and all types of shit I'm not even fully aware of with Japan and Korea that Solo Leveling kind of sheds light on. And that was one, a lot of fans' worries was, are they even going to do it? Are they going to make Sungjin from Japanese instead of Korean? Because Korean and Japan don't got good history together, but they kept it all the same, man. And later in the story, we'll start to see that those things that are said about Japan that Koreans think. So we'll see if they keep it in there or not.
As far as studios, I've seen, I heard you brought that up. What's y'all's top, like, I'll say three, top three, because studios aren't too like known by people that are just now getting into anime manga and stuff, but like, what are some studios you would love to see just like animate one of your newer like, say Gachi Akuta is about to get its anime adaptation. What studio do you hope is going to be the one to animate something like that?
I mean, as far as my favorites, you could go first, Tyler. Let me think of something to cook up.
Honestly, I want to say MAPPA, because they do a great job animating any manga they touch. The only issue with that is, if you know, they work a lot, you know. They're not the best at treating their employees how they should. So, but they do a great job animating literally anything. I have zero complaints whenever I watch an anime from MAPPA. They're always going to be top two on my list. Toei's up there too. I love Toei. Always love Toei. So I'd like to see them adapt really anything too.
Okay. Solid list. Solid list.
Well, MAPPA's definitely got to be up there, man. MAPPA's just, you know, like he's already said enough about MAPPA. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we want the best conditions for animators and those who work under directors, all that stuff. We want the best type of working conditions for them. So definitely sad news to hear about the stories that happen behind the scenes of our favorite animes when it comes to these studios. I mean, and obviously we heard about the Attack on Titan issues, JJK, just a lot of crunch I hear when it comes to MAPPA, but obviously you want the best working conditions possible, but wouldn't be possible without said people doing what they do. I mean, MAPPA's great. Honestly, man, Ufotable don't be getting the recognition they should get. Gas. I feel like people
are solid
as hell, bro.
I feel like people will say that I'm capped when I say that, but in my opinion, like, the Fate series, man, I mean, everyone's going to talk about Demon Slayer. We get it. Demon Slayer looks great.
I was just about to bring it up.
Fate series? Bro, Fate, the Fate movies, all the Fate, like, individual animated series, Fate Stay Night, Fate Apocrypha, Fate Zero, Fate Grand, all that stuff. Insane animation. If you guys haven't watched the Heaven Feels movies, you don't really have to watch. The thing about Fate, you don't really have to watch all the Fates to understand what's going on, because each Fate is like its own separate universe. I think really the only things that kind of connect and that I know of is Fate Zero and then Fate Stay Night, because Fate Zero is a prequel to that.
So other almost than like that, JoJo's then?
Yeah, in a way. And Fate Heaven Feels, bro, like, you've probably seen clips. If I were to show you clips, you'd probably be like, oh, I've seen this before. Like, bro, the animation is insane. And I think, who does, is it A1 that does Sword Art Online, or is it Matt? Oh, no, I think it's Wit, or is it Madhouse? I forgot who does Sword Art Online.
Ooh, the newer shit? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's, I forgot who does Sword Art Online. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, look that up. While he looks that up, one of mine that is close to my heart is for Shell Bones, because, you know, Soul Eater is one of the goated anime for me. Like, I think it was a time where I was like not really watching anime too much. We went to my godfather, my uncle, pretty much. We went to his house to stay while my parents had anniversary, and he gave me the entire box set of Soul Eater to just throw on and watch. And that in that 2 weeks, I think it took me like a week, I binge watched all of it because it was summer break, like all in one go. And then I realized they were the same studio that did Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. And yeah, yes, just some goats. I know they do really well when they do pick up projects, especially with like choreography. Like the Soul Eater animation for the fights themselves were gas. And I know if they followed more with the manga, it'd be even more gas, because more side characters would have got their shine and things like that. But they did an amazing job with the reboot of Full Metal. Definitely a cult classic. That shit's like still number one on anime charts to this day.
That's probably my favorite anime of all time. Like, I've watched Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood at least 3 or 4 times. I've read the full Metal Alchemist manga from front to back, volume 1 all the way to, I believe, is like volume 30-something. I think there's like 30-something volumes of that. Oh no, I think it's 20-something volumes. But I have like the full box set of that. But I got a love-hate relationship with Bones, man. Only reason I say that, because they give us some great things. But what they do with My Hero Academia at times, it got a question, bro.
Criminal.
They did Mob Psycho, right?
Yes, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I don't get it.
I got to tap in with Mob. Don't burn me at the stake, but I have not seen that shit yet, but I know it goes crazy. I just haven't tapped in. I just haven't had the time to like sit down and fully watch it. But that's going to change. Girl. That's going to change soon. Oh, you haven't seen it either, Tyler?
Nah, I've seen like 1 or 2 episodes, but I haven't locked in like that. So I definitely got to tap in, though.
I agree. I've seen the clips, bro, and it'd be making me want to tap in right then and there, but then I'm like, I might as well just finish what I'm watching, and then I end up forgetting ultimately.
Mob is a very, very easy watch, bro. Only 3 seasons. The story is really, really good. Really interesting characters in it, too. Like, Mob is really good. Like, that last season they just finished up last year, that shit was great. That may have been the best season out of all 3, in my opinion, because season 2 was really fucking good. But season 3 was just gas. Like, just how they wrapped everything up, Mob's character. Like, it's just very, it's very emotional. And, like, you just root for Mob so much. You just love Mob because Mob is just such a goat. But, yeah, bro, y'all should definitely tap in with Mob. And for those who's listening that haven't tapped in with Mob or are curious about Mob, the person that created Mob Psycho was the same person that created One Punch Man. So the manga for Mob doesn't have the craziest art. I'll just let you know that now. So if you're debating on reading or watching it, I'll definitely say watch it, because they bring that shit to fruition, like, amazingly. Like, it's like night and day difference. Like, the manga is still great for what it is. Like, people love that. But the anime is definitely what you should prioritize if you're debating on getting into MOB, for sure, because it's just such a great animation. Like, Bones put everything into it, and that's why I don't get how they fumble with My Hero as much as they do, bro. Like, don't get me wrong, My Hero got crazy animation at times, and I know they spread their resources thin because they're doing movies on the side all the time while they're doing new seasons, which doesn't make sense to me. Like, they're doing it right now. They're doing a new movie and this final season at the same time, which doesn't make sense. Like, the war arc was like peak My Hero, bro.
Yeah, spreading their resources too
mid as hell. That shit was so mid.
Oh, in the anime?
Yes, bro.
Yeah, I remember watching it. Because I know you started reading it before I did, and I was watching it, and you said, bro, the war arc's about to go dummy. And then when we got to it, I was kind of just like underwhelmed, I guess you could say, when it came to the anime for My Hero.
Yeah, season six. Yeah, bro. The war arc was just so disappointing. I mean, I think the second half of season six is better in terms of quality. Because, like, the things that people are looking forward to with this arc, obviously, Deku versus Shigaraki versus all the heroes, just everything going on. Mm-hmm. And that shit in the manga was just insane. Like, Horikoshi drew his ass off.
His art is crazy.
Yeah, like, when Horikoshi wants to get in his bag, he'll get in his bag.
Oh, I agree. Them panels of Deku when he was, like, Spoilers, when he was ducking the class. I don't know if that's still spoilers because the anime caught up, but when he was ducking the class and shit, he looked so dark. You had said in the group chat, you posted it. He's like, bro, I was giving Batman vibes because he's like stalking over the city looking for the villains and shit. I thought it was hard as hell.
Yeah, bro, I was excited and I didn't even really tap in with season six like that. Like, I was watching a couple episodes, but overall, the quality just didn't hit. And what made it even worse, like, the movie that they dropped, the World Hero Mission or whatever the hell it's called, that shit was mid. And I don't know if that's a hot take, but that shit was mid as hell.
Nah, it was for sure mid, bro. That's not a hot take at all.
Oh, bro.
I was not a fan. And I loved the first two My Hero movies. Those were gas. And that third one was not it.
What was that third one about again? I don't remember if I actually did watch it.
They go against that criminal organization that's about to, like, send out bombs everywhere. Zoro's voice actor is the dude Flecturn. I think his name is Flecturn. He has, like, the quirk where he can't be touched.
Oh, no. I only seen Deku
gets posted for murder. He gets wanted for murder. He gets framed.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch that one. I'm glad I didn't, I guess. Y'all said it was mid.
Well, they have some good fights in that movie. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, Bakugo's fight, I thought that was pretty tough.
Yeah,
Bakugo's fights in general, bro.
Todoroki's scene was tough against that monster. That shit was gas.
Yeah.
And Bakugo versus those twin quirk users, and then Deku versus Flecturn was gas, where he used the United States of World Smash. That shit was gas. But everything leading up to that is literally just a road trip with the movie character that they introduced. I think his name is Rhodey. And Deku. Just on the run. So, I don't know.
I kind of want to, from here, transition into what y'all think for anime of the year, bro. Let me pull up the candidates, and then we can talk about that, too, because...
Yeah, let me hear the candidates.
Like, as far as Crunchyroll?
Yeah. Well, it's for last year, right? For 2023?
Yeah, it just came
out. JK.
It is on there. So...
I got it.
There's a lot of nominees, but I forgot what was actually in the category. I remember it being JJK,
Attack on Titan. Anime of the Year. I got it pulled up here. Okay, anime of the Year was JJK. Best Original Anime was Buddy Daddies. Best Character Design went to the JJK crew. Best Animation went to Demon Slayer Swordsmith Village Arc.
So on that note, though, what... do you think should have, because I know a lot of people are starting to ride the hate train of JJK. People are thinking it's getting too popular. People are like, oh, it's overrated, like, especially if you read the manga now, which I just tend to disagree. People are mad about the Gojo stuff. Spoilers. I didn't say anything, but just in case we do say anything, spoilers. So what are y'all's thoughts? What do you think should have won it last year over that?
Honestly, I mean, the only other thing I could think of that should have got it possibly was Vinland Saga.
I was just about to say, man, that was my only top pick to, if anything, beat JJK because of, like, they went in on the animation, they went in on bringing the moments to life, I guess, for the second season. Vinland Saga hit me a different way, bro. Vinland Saga, the switch up with Thorfinn. Like, obviously, if you watched season one, you knew it was a prologue, but I didn't know. I didn't read Vinland Saga, so I didn't know what to think going into second season.
And oh, yeah, you got to read that, man.
Bro, the first thing I seen is, Thorfinn's a bitch. He's not doing well. Like, what is his character? And I go into watching, and I'm like, what are they talking about? Just because he's not killing people? Like,
some of the best arcs in manga are farm arcs, man. Vagabond is a prime example. Vinland Saga is another prime example. Both of those mangas have a arc prioritized and focused on their main character on a farm. And it gives them character growth. It changes their mindset. It just really makes you think about humanity in a different way than just hacking and slashing and killing. Because, I mean, when you think of the big three in Shonen, obviously you're like Bleach, One Piece, Naruto.
Yeah.
Big three in Seinen, Berserk, Vagabond, Vinland Saga.
Easily.
And that's been known forever. So,
yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I definitely saw the same thing. And I knew how people were going to interpret it. Because season one, I mean, you got young Thorfinn, hateful, vengeful, just a revenge tour, just trying to get revenge for his father. For those who haven't tapped in with it by now, I don't know what you've been doing, but definitely do by now because you're asleep. But season one, lots of violence, lots of bloodshed. And not to say that season two doesn't have those things at times, but it grounds Thorfinn's character in a way that you really wouldn't have expected. Because you really got to think about it. After what happened in season one, for those that know, what is next for a character like that? Put yourself in his shoes. Mm-hmm. What is next for you if that were to happen to you?
I think people forgot that it was a seinen too. So, like, he's not going to, people are expecting that typical shonen, like, he's going to get his ultimate revenge or whatever. He's going to get the ultimate fight. They're going to keep going to wars until he becomes, I guess they were thinking that he's going to become like his father through battle instead of actually just sitting down and learning some shit. But that's why that season resonated with me the most, is because you sit there and you actually grow with him. You, like, you see this little nigga, and it's actually sad to see his journey through season one. I don't know if y'all got that feel, but, like, seeing him in between and the way he viewed Askeladd and shit, it kind of hurt my heart, especially with his dad and everything. I don't want to speak too much on it and spoil, but I just want to speak about it. And seeing him in that character growth, and actual character growth with side characters that are actually growing with him, that was a big change, and that was a big pusher for me. Exactly. I would have voted for sure. I don't think I did vote this year, but I would have for sure voted for
Vinland Saga. I definitely season voted two. This year. I definitely voted.
What did you vote for?
I voted for JJK, only because JJK was just amazing. I mean, no one can really argue against that. It's crazy that we're talking about Vinland, because I had just went and, like, rewatched the final sequences of season one. It just popped up on my recommended on YouTube. And, like, remember, he was asked, even at that point, during that last episode, they looked at Thorfinn and they asked him, what are you planning to do with your life after this?
Thanks.
Like, your life is so just narrow-sighted on just one thing that you haven't even really thought about how you truly want to live your life. And that shit is crazy, because, like, you could see it in Thorfinn's eyes, like, damn, like, I've literally wasted the first however many years of my life. I think it was, like, what, like, 13 in the first part of Vinland Saga, something like that?
Not one of those days did we get shown he was thinking about his family either. That was the sad part for me. He literally got taken from that village, and he's basically growing up on his own without learning any other skill other than to kill people.
I guess he was 16 in the first season, I guess.
Yeah, towards the very end.
Yeah, he was 16. He was a teenager. But yeah, bro, like, you can literally see it in his face, because, like, that's really some shit. Like, yes, you want to get revenge for what happened to you in the past, and that's all you're focused on. But once you do achieve that goal one way or another, what is your move after that? And that's really like the crazy part about that. And the manga, bro, is so gas because it shows you, like, you see how he's built himself back up, like, told himself that he's not going to do these things and not going to act on violence and things like in that regard anymore going forward like he used to, and that he wants to live for others and like make his father proud because that's not his fight.
Mm-hmm.
His fight is fulfilling his father's wishes and living peacefully and protecting others and living for others. And you're starting to really see that, like, he really becomes his father, like another version of his father, a miniature version of his father throughout the manga. And like to the point now where he finally does reach the goal that he had set for himself and he's establishing his new life with said goal. Like, it's just crazy. Like, the obstacles that he come across and all types of shit, bro. Like, it's just crazy, bro. Just like I was saying with Mob, like, you just root for Thorfinn because it's like a complete overhaul of character. Like, it's a complete overhaul of a character. Like, we don't really see that often in these types of like series. And that's why Seinen is so gas, bro. Mm-hmm.
I want to give the stage to Tyler, though. I want to hear from him as well. What would you have voted for Anime of the Year? Would you have agreed with everybody with JJK, or would you have picked something else? It doesn't have to be Vinland or anything, but what resonated with you last year?
I mean, yeah, I'd still probably pick JJK just because even though I read the manga, watching it weekly made me feel like I didn't even read the manga. You know, it was still like a brand new experience for me. The studio obviously did a great job animating it. The voice actors went crazy. And, you know, the whole Shibuya incident, the Shibuya arc, was just a great arc in the manga. And they did just as well in the anime. So I had a great experience watching that. And especially seeing, you know, what Yuji went through in the anime and hearing his voice actor. Like, you could really hear the pain and suffering that he experienced and he saw when Sukuna took over his body and was just wreaking havoc all over the town, you know? So I would have voted for that for sure.
I mean, we, the readers, knew. I was telling people, bro, I was like, bro, just wait till Shibuya. Season one got animated and people were like, I mean, it was all right. That's literally what people told me, like, to my face. I'm like, bro, it was all right. You're right. Nothing really happened. That was too crazy in season one. You got to see characters and see different shit. But season two, man, Shibuya is gonna be that shit, and they deliver, bro. They deliver straight turn up,
and it's only gonna get crazier from here too.
Oh man!
Would you say
man.
That this is a situation where the anime enhanced the manga in a way? Because a lot of people always
100%. I think so.
For the 100%. Because with even with the Toto stuff, I seen people's reactions on TikTok of the when he came back and when he. Spoilers. If you haven't seen season two, go watch. Stop the podcast. Go watch that shit right now. Come back. But when his arm got cut off, and you think you're sitting there like, oh, is Toto dead? Like, is it wrapped for this nigga? His necklace falls, and usually when that happens, it's like it's a representation that someone's dying. That shit opened up, and it turned into an entirely different episode, and it just it just turned up. I literally yelled at my monitor watching that episode. I was like, oh shit, yeah, they did this justice, man. It felt great.
That was definitely gas. Awesome. That was definitely gas. I mean, JJK is just in a good spot. I mean, we could talk about the manga obviously another day because that'll just go down a whole different conversation. But
we can talk about that all day, yeah.
Literally all day.
But I mean, we're going through the fall anime season retrospective, obviously. So looking ahead, we got the winter slate is obviously coming to a close. A lot of these newer series are coming to an end. I want to tap in with Frieren. I forgot what it's called.
I've been hearing stuff.
Yeah, I hear that's a really good one, man. I hear that's another grounded one.
I've heard it's another some mage. That's all I know. I've been hearing it's kind of sleeper, kind of like how Shangri-La has been. Where people are like, oh shit. And I've seen clips. I've seen like one or two clips. The animation is up there.
Yeah. I know Classroom of the Elite. I still haven't tapped in with that, but I know that's still going. Matchel's coming to an end. Fearing Beyond Journey's End. So yeah, like you said, it's a mage anime. It's like a D&D type. I heard it's one of like the better D&D type animes.
When it has like the
Yeah. because she's like in like a, it's not like a, I don't think it's a game one. I think it's like actual, like that's their life.
It's just fantasy. It's like the
yeah, it's like a really good fantasy one. I know that's coming to an end soon. The Apothecary Diaries, I hear that's another good one. It's like a mystery type genre.
Okay.
This like what is she considered? She's like a servant in a palace, and she pretty much solves mysteries with stuff going on there. So I think it's like political, I believe, and like it's like okay. Mystery solving and stuff like that. But I hear that's also really good. I hear people have really been enjoying that. But we got a lot of good stuff coming.
Oh, spring's gonna be stacked. One Punch Man
season 3 got announced. We're getting Kaiju number 8 soon.
Yes, sir. Fairy Tale
Quest anime on the way.
Demon Slayer, the Hashira training arc.
Yep, Demon Slayer's on the way back. Hell's Paradise should be back soon. So a lot of good stuff coming for the rest of the year. As far as the summer, though, I know it's really going to be Kaiju, Fairy Tale, and I believe One Punch Man should be there as well around that time. And, of course, My Hero's coming back, too.
I love Kaiju, bro. Kaiju is
some gas.
It's such a good read, too. I read that so fast.
Kaiju is definitely gas. And that's actually coming to an end in the manga for those that read that as well. So definitely hyped to see how that all comes to a close there. But the anime should definitely shed more light on that for people to hop onto the manga as well. Thanks. But it looks like the animation is going to go dummy on that. What I've been
seeing. It does look good. It does look good for sure.
Character designs kind of threw me off at first. I know I was sending that shit to you, Tyler, and I was sending that to Dre too. And I was kind of like,
for which one?
Looks a little weird for Kaiju when they were dropping the character models.
Yeah.
They kind of looked a little off, but I think in motion, like they're going for that simpler design, and that works.
Yeah. We're seeing like, it with One Piece, bro. They got from Wano to now. It went from like hyper colorized, like I don't know how to explain it. It was like very vibrant in color and went lighter palette, a little bit simpler design, but that allowed them to do a lot more crazy shit. Like the law versus Blackbeard shit, insane.
That was crazy. Yeah, 100%. They've been going stupid in Egghead with the colors
and facts, bro.
The different art style. I love it. I've been liking it a lot.
Yeah. I just need them to figure out this hockey situation, man. Because I was watching Brago, man. Big fan of Brago's stuff. BDA Law on YouTube. Was big fan of his stuff. Was watching him interview the animator Vincent. I forgot his last name, but he's like really, really
Chansard, the goat. I'm like that. Yeah,
Vincent Chansard. Yeah, I was watching him talk with him and do a little interview with him. And half the time, they don't even really be knowing like what they're doing with the hockey, even what he's saying. And like, I don't want to put words in his mouth, obviously, but it didn't seem like he really understood like what he was given. He's just like, okay, this is red hockey, but red hockey signifies conquerors a lot of the time. So I don't know. You know, the fans are going to go in an uproar online, which they always do when they saw Blackbeard and Law emitting red hockey. Like, oh, Law got conquerors. I mean, obviously it's implied Blackbeard will have it. I'm on the side of I could see him having it or not having it.
And I'd be okay with both.
Yeah, obviously spoilers for One Piece if you're not caught up, but I want Blackbeard to have three fruits. That's not a spoiler. That's just a theory. But I want him to have three fruits. That's a theory that's been going around. But I would also be fine with him having the two fruits plus conquerors and just being broken and busted that way. But yeah, they just need to. That's just been one thing that's kind of been nitpicky with me. I'm not really too big on the auras. I understand why they do the auras, but you know.
I mean, I don't blame them, though, because, like, the way Oda be drawing some shit, he'll draw lightning, and people be like, Conquerors? Like, Nami will slap Luffy, and then lightning will pop up, and they be like, Nami has Conquerors, and there's, like, a whole theory about how Nami actually has Conquerors secretly.
Yeah, bro.
Type shit. Yeah, so it's
it happens in the manga, too. You're right. It definitely happens in the manga.
So I think if Oda could, like, write notes on it and, like, give it to him, because a lot of power scales are taking that shit and running with it. They're like, oh, shit. So-and-so has hockey, they can now beat your favorite character or some shit, or like conquerors. And it's like, well, I mean, I don't think we got that vibe from, because even isn't Zoro's conquerors, I think they drew Big Mom's is purple, Zoro's is green, Luffy's usually is red, and like same with Kaido, but like we don't really even know because of the loose translation between them and Oda. what's what.
See, I was really just hoping they would just go just the traditional route. Like, we got the Whitebeard and Roger fight in the Odin flashback, and I was really hoping that they would go with that.
And everything just be red.
Kind of style. Yeah, just traditional, just hockey clashes, you know? But I'm not upset. Like, Onigashima and Roof Peace was just such a big event. So I'm not upset that they wanted to just go all out. Like, just everything they can
over
do.
Over the top.
Yeah. Over the top, literally. Over the top. But don't want to get into too much spoilers for that, because I know a lot of people aren't caught up in One Piece.
Oh,
but
soon we will be doing, I mean, obviously the episode will have spoilers in it, because we'll be trying to do, like, I want to do weekly readings. I think reading together would be kind of fun. And like doing a whole,
that would be dope.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. Bro. I think a whole introspection while we're reading, like we can stop, we can read a couple pages together, stop, and then like talk about it. Like, so we can definitely go more in depth on One Piece in the future, and we definitely plan on doing that.
Facts. I know,
like a live chapter review type deal. That'd
facts.
Be dope.
Facts.
Well, don't want to change the shift of the tone here, but do want to address something, because I feel like it just has to be discussed. If you haven't heard, it's been everywhere. I mean, I doubt there isn't anyone who hasn't heard of it. Akira Toriyama has passed away. More information has came out. I guess he did have a brain tumor, from what I'm hearing, from his assistant.
Oh, wow.
So he's been dealing with that since 2023. So I'm sure everything has been kind of getting planned out for this to happen. So kind of a shock to me personally. I mean, Tyler's the one that told me, and we were just talking about it. Dragon Ball is what really got me into this to begin with. So it was definitely a shock to me. Definitely a little worried about the state of that going forward. And that's what I kind of want to talk about, is how do you guys feel about the said situation, and how are we feeling about the future of Dragon Ball at this point?
Tyler, I'll let you go ahead, because you haven't really talked too much.
I mean, honestly, rest in peace to the GOAT, obviously. You know, we all, when we were younger, grew up watching Dragon Ball. That was one of our main staples, one of the main reasons we all got into anime in the first place.
I remember still, you know, going Super Saiyan 2 in the backyard with my brother.
Man, what?
Different, bro. It was different.
Bro, it was a whole different era back then. And, you know, Toriyama inspired a whole new generation of mangakas, anime, and manga series to come out that, you know, we enjoy to this day, that we love reading. So in terms of what's going to happen in the future with Dragon Ball Super, you know, the new show that just got announced like a few months ago, a couple months ago, I think Toyotaro is going to do a good job handling Super from here on out. Like you said, Will, I'm sure, you know, him and Toriyama had discussions about if this is a possibility, you know, this is what I have planned for the future, and you can kind of just build off of that. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I don't know. I think it's in good hands. I trust Toyotaro, and I don't know. We just have to see for the future, honestly.
So for me, I'm actually on the opposite end of the spectrum, I guess, from Will. I'm not too worried, really, because for me, the impression was that pretty much since Super, I feel like Toyotaro has been in control of that shit. I think Toriyama has been more sick than people have known, because they've kept it under wraps for so long. And I think Toyotaro is just getting notes here and there from Toriyama, and has just been, in my opinion, I don't think he's been doing a bad job, especially with how we finally are getting that scaling of Gohan. If you guys are keeping up with the manga now, we got Broly back. He's been written well, like especially better than what he was in the movies, and really designs have been coming through. We got an entire different form for Goku and Vegeta. It's not the same shit. Like, they have the same power up, and they're mirroring each other. As far as the story, I really think we're in a good spot now with what we just got in the last chapter leaks. But yeah, rip the GOAT, bro. I couldn't imagine my life being any different, like, not watching that shit. I don't know how, like, especially with different anime, like, how different would have Naruto been if he didn't get that KCM2 form? How different would most characters powering up being anime, would that even be a trope if Dragon Ball didn't do the things that it did in terms of popularity? And it can't go unnoticed. It can't go unfelt. I kind of felt empty. I was literally streaming. I was playing Armored Core 6, and a viewer had said, "Bro, did you hear?" And I'm like, "Hear what?" They're like, "Toriyama." I'm like, "Don't tell me, bro." At age 68, young, if you know the human lifespan, it is not supposed to be at 60 years that you're out of this. Like, we've gotten up. We've got better technology. And to see such a young man go so early with such a impact on society as a whole, like you see early internet clips of niggas going Super Saiyan 1 and Super Saiyan 2 on the internet. Every game you've played has a transformation. Even niggas touch comic book characters. I feel like there's comic book characters nowadays that they have some type of power up, like from Superman to freaking Spider-Man. You see somebody or some variation of that character going into some power up similar to what Goku has done. And it's just a big loss generationally, but I do think Toyotaro is going to do his thing and keep that shit going.
Yeah, there's no one else who can do it besides him. I mean, I don't know if you guys know about Dragon Ball AF, the fan manga that Toyotaro did before he got brought on to Toriyama's team, like with Zycor and all that stuff. Like, it's like a fan manga. I think Super Saiyan 5 and all that stuff was in it, if I remember right.
Okay. Yeah. That's where that shit came from.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's definitely no better person to do it. It's crazy you're saying, like, people online doing that. I remember that video. He literally brought up a fucking memory in my head. Like, that nigga, I don't know if you guys remember this video, that dude going Super Saiyan. He's like, "I'm going to attempt to go Super Saiyan." And he's like screaming for like 3 minutes.
Nah, I seen that. Yeah.
I think post-edit, I could put a clip of that shit. That shit has me weak every time I see it, bro.
He's like, "My name is whatever, and I am a Super Saiyan." Like, that shit was comedy back in the
day. Hella dramatic, bro. He was comedy for sure.
Bro, I don't know if y'all have siblings, y'all ever got into a fight with your siblings and like subconsciously... Like, my brother used to do the funniest shit in the world. I think I did it a couple of times, like, super young. You sit there and yell as if you're getting more power, and you kind of just, like, you're yelling, and you're just, like, powering up. You feel like you're stronger, but literally nothing has happened. But, like, we would literally get into fights and accidentally do some stupid shit like that. And I don't know, bro. If we didn't have any of that, life would be completely different. I'd probably be on a different trajectory. I would still be a nerd gaming, but I don't know how deep into anime I would have been.
Facts. That's valid.
As crazy as the debate was around the time of Gear 5 getting conceptualized in the manga and then premiering in the anime, like, I'm glad that debate that was just lingering for weeks and months on end is finally done. And we can finally, as a collective, just sit back and just appreciate it. Like, yes, there would not be a Gear 5 without a Super Saiyan. Yes, there would not be Supersonic without a Super Saiyan. There wouldn't be Naruto's Kyuubi modes or a Sage mode, Sage of Six Paths mode, without a Super Saiyan.
Like, Spirit Gun, nigga, Kamehameha. Like, oh, there's so much shit, man.
Like, even in modern cartoons on Cartoon Network, Kids Next Door, Gumball.
Yes,
Gumball, bro. Gumball, yeah.
Like, all these things growing up, man. Even Nickelodeon, bro. Like, Fairly Odd Parents. Like, there wouldn't be all these references. Like, Toriyama was universal, like you were saying, man. And the reason why, like, it kind of scares me, because, like, I feel like Dragon Ball is really going through a revitalization, because obviously the manga has been going on, mm-hmm. and people have been begging and begging for the anime to come back, because they want to see the Mora arc, they want to see the Granola arc, they want to see Black Frieza and all these different things happening. But for whatever reason, they decided to focus on Daima, which is, it's fine. I mean, at first I wasn't too, you know, enthused. I was definitely a person that wanted to get the super anime back, but Dragon Ball anime in general was better than nothing. And I just feel like I was saying, it was going through a period where I feel like it was about to really just gain its ground again, because we're getting Sparking Zero. The mobile games are doing good from what I'm hearing. Fighters got the update, but it's not doing that good still, but that's my personal opinion.
2 years too late, bro.
Very late. Breakers got their update. Zamasu, Goku Black, Merge Zamasu. It looks decent for what it was. It looks a lot better than the state it was in when it first came out, and it definitely looks interesting for fans of that Dead by Daylight type genre. Kakarot got its last update. That looks pretty sick. The end of Z update with Goku and all that shit. Like, so, like, I feel like Dragon Ball's been in a good period. And obviously, the superhero movie just came out. That was a good movie. I fucked with it. So, and, like, Toriyama was so hands-on with the manga. Like, yeah, Torotaro draws everything, but Toriyama's the one that kind of gives him the path of, like, what to do. So that's why I'm, like, hoping...
still his story.
Exactly. Yeah, it's still his thing. So, like, I'm hoping that it's kind of like a Berserk-type situation where, just like with Berserk and the death of Kentaro, he gave everything that he needed to... I forgot the person who's in charge of it now. Miyori, I believe, is his name.
Yeah, his best friend, and I think his wife overlooks it too, right?
Yeah, I think it is Miyori now that's in charge of it.
Or not best but, friend, close friend, I should say.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that it's a situation similar to that where they... had a conversation, they knew that this was happening, and he pretty much broke down the route he wants the story to take. Because, I mean, to be completely honest with you, there's not much they can really fit in until the end of Z comes around.
I was going to say, because doesn't it still wrap around to Ub and Goku fighting at the end?
Yeah, because, I mean, Pan is already, not an adolescent, but she's a toddler. Goten and Trunks are older now. So there's definitely not much left to do before they get to that next Tenkaichi tournament where the end of Z left off. I know people want to see like what's going on with Frieza going forward, and I'm definitely one of those people as well.
What is he doing, man?
Exactly.
Frieza so, black, man.
he beat the racist allegations.
Hell no. <nah. laughs> He got worse.
Oh, Morikoji. That's who's in charge of Berserk now. Morikoji and Studio Gaga. That's right. So like I'm hoping that it's a situation like that where Toriyama and Toriyama sat down together and was like, look, there's no one else that can do this but you. I trust you with this. Finish it off for me. And I mean, I hope that Toei and
I forgot about
all these Bandai, Namco, and all these studios that incorporate themselves with Dragon Ball with all the different segments of the media, like the video games and the mobile games and all that stuff, the movies, especially, like they do it just as if they continue to do it. And I feel like they can because it's Dragon Ball. It's not like it's something else that they can just kind of slander, you know, and kind of half-ass. Like, they know Dragon Ball is universal. Like, One Piece is big, but Dragon Ball is the biggest. You know what I mean?
And it's relatively, it's not a crazy intuitive. I think what they need to nail, because right now we're just getting shit to fill in until that, like you said, that last Tenkaichi tournament where he's fighting Ub at the end. Yeah. So it really could go anywhere, but I do agree. I do hope Toriyama did leave hella notes, and we don't get a crazy spin-off, because you know what they'll do. I mean, we're getting it now with the newer Dragon Ball series. I was very surprised. I thought the announcement was going to be super, not going to lie.
I wish it was.
I thought it was going to be Moro Arc animated, and it wasn't. I mean, I love Dragon Ball. I hope this new one isn't like too crazy off the rails, but I can see the worry now after having the discussion. Now I'm getting the insight on like what could go wrong.
Yeah, I mean, just gotta stay positive. I mean, facts. We didn't think Berserk would be in the state that it's in now, and it's back, and it's honestly doesn't really feel like anything's really changed. The art style's changed a little bit, but it's still very good art. Studio Gaga is doing what they got to do to keep up with what Kentaro's vision was. And I'm excited to see what this new arc holds after Elfheim ended.
Was I tripping? Are we getting an anime adaptation of Berserk?
No, that thing that I sent you, that's a fan anime. So that's something that person has been working on. And it's been very hyped up, so I'm very interested to see what comes of it. Might still
watch, to be honest.
I know you had said earlier, like, what studio would we want to get, like, an adaptation from? My dream? MAPPA doing Berserk.
I was about to say MAPPA because they did.
That would go crazy.
The way they did Chainsaw, great read too, by the way. Y'all go watch. No spoilers here. I'm just going to be talking about how well they adapted everything when it comes to Chainsaw. And I would hope, like, we have a lot of chapters. There's like, what, six? Like, there's like, no, I don't even know. It's been a minute since I finished Berserk. It's like, what, three something or six something chapters?
600? There's 375 chapters of Berserk.
They have enough material to do like a seasonal anime. If they wanted to do a seasonal anime, and because of how slow we're getting chapters, they do it, break it up, make it a seasonal anime, maybe a movie here in between or something for like the golden age. And I think they can, honestly, speaking money-wise, they can actually milk it and wait until we keep getting chapters up until the end of Berserk. And if they have to stop, the reason you make it a season is you catch up to the manga, you stop and wait till the manga releases more. We get more chapters, deeper chapters. I think 100% they could probably do a 24 episode series just on the Golden Age. So,
I mean, did you see the they just did a serialization from the Golden Age movies? They remastered it and turned them into episodes. I think it was last year, the year before.
No, I've never seen any of the older, because my only interaction with the Berserk anime was the newer one, the CGI shit, and I wasn't fucking with it. I haven't watched any of the 1990 anime. I know they're goated, and I've heard they're really good with like the Golden Age and all that other shit. But
you need to go peep the Golden Age Memorial Edition. So how I got introduced to Berserk was through our homie Scully. You remember the three movies they made for the Golden Age arc? They made like three movies, separate movies with like modern animation, and they're like fire. Very fire. They're missing a couple things, but overall they're pretty fire. They remastered them and they serialized them into 13 episodes instead. And they put it out, I believe, 2022.
On what platform?
It's all on Crunchyroll. Just type in Berserk.
Oh, it's on Crunchyroll. Oh, say less. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either, bro. They didn't post it anywhere.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it's already been out. Like, you can just watch the movies. But the anime, they just released this. So they don't even have to even revisit the Golden Age anymore. They can just go straight to the Black Swordsman arc, which is what people have been wanting. But the thing with Berserk, I mean, I've been on a deep dive, going in the rabbit holes on why Berserk isn't going to get animated. And the thing is, for one, they can't broadcast that in Japan on any type of time slot, because you know how Berserk is. It's super grotesque at times.
Oh, dang. I didn't think about that. You're right. And yeah, even they can't. Here, I mean, it'd be hard to get it here, too.
Exactly. And MAPPA already has their hands clean. Or clean. MAPPA already has their hands full with shit that they're doing right now. So for them to give it to a proper studio that's going to give it justice is very, very questionable.
I'm thinking about the troll arc and shit. I'm like, I don't know how they would animate that without. I mean, they can do like what they did with Goblin Slayer and still do it well. Like, have it happening, but don't specifically show it type shit. And I think that's the route they would go if they did do it. But you're right, it's hard to get that time slot even in Japan. And it's probably even worse here, unless they only strictly.
Even if they wanted to do like a strictly streaming option, they probably wouldn't even make the money that they'd want for the type of resources they'd have to put into it either. So
it'd be hard to advertise for Crunchyroll if they tried to like put that on their platform too.
Like, it would definitely get traction, but it would just be either A, the fans would be outraged because they're cutting corners and it doesn't look the way they want it to look. Because you would have to just really just make it look exactly how it looks. Because Berserk is the type of thing where you really can't cut corners at all.
I mean, with movie though, like, say we got movie adaptations instead, like, how well you think they could do like an entire arc into a movie, or like half an arc into a movie? They could probably do a whole arc into a movie, because I mean, movies could be as grotesque as they want, right? Like, obviously, I would still go down the route of have it happen, but don't show the shit, or even just skip over like the pretty grotesque parts, like the troll arc. But I could see I think that would do really well as like a movie. I think that'd be a great middle ground for them. I'm just thinking like that's like a free gold mine. I would want it all too. I would want a show. I wouldn't want just a movie because then we'd be waiting years between anyway.
Yeah, I mean, just I would prefer episodes over movies too.
Exactly. And I mean, just the production of the manga, we haven't had a new chapter since November. So Studio Gaga is definitely taking their time, making sure that it's done, it looks the way it needs to look. And Mori's art has been evolving. Like from the moment that he stepped in when Kentaro died till now, like you can see an obvious difference in, if you're caught up at least, in his art direction. So
yeah, you can see it kind of, it was like, it was a little sketchy to me. Like from when I heard, because I'm newer to Berserk, probably just about the same time I started One Piece, to be honest. So I remember when hearing the news, I was like, damn, it's going to be crazy when I finally catch up. And then when I finally caught up, I literally went from one chapter to the next, and I was like, oh, shit, this is when he passed. And you can, like, tell. But it wasn't, like, extremely bad to the point where I'm like, oh, what is this shit?
Yeah, I can't wait, man. Tyler, I need you to catch up, bro. You're bullshitting.
Dude, you...
I know. I've been bullshitting. I'm on... The last chapter I read was 213.
Oh, my God.
So, I got a good bit to catch up on, for sure. He's been harping on me.
Behind.
Yeah.
Dude, let me see where 215 is. I gotta see. I guess we don't have to talk about it because of these spoilers. But man, dude, that, when I tell you I was hitting the chat every fucking day reading that shit, I know they got tired of me. I was sending panels in.
Hell no, bro. I could talk Berserk all fucking day, man.
That all dude, the like slight humor, like it's a dark ass story, and then you get Puck. Puck was probably one of my favorite parts, dude. I love Puck with all my heart, bro.
Now, Berserk's top three, bro. One Piece, Berserk, and Full Metal are my top three. Like,
no Gray, where do you read Berserk right now? Do you have Manga Man?
Nah, I mean, a little birdie told me a website, but
you might have to slide that link, bro.
I could definitely slide you that. I don't want to say it out loud, get us doxxed on the internet, but you know,
nah, you're good.
Definitely could send you that link, bro. Cause when I tell you, I was literally at work. I was in Florida at this time. I was working at a resort. I was a bellman between helping customers get to their rooms and stuff. Especially it started dying out after summer. I was reading Berserk every single day at work. It was one of the best reads to just get invested into. I mean, you're 200 chapters in, you already know. So,
I mean, one of the main reasons why I just stopped reading it was because the app I was using, it offloaded off my phone and it got deleted from the app store, so I couldn't re-download it. So I was cooked. And then Will over here just rubbing it in my face because he still got it.
Yeah, bro.
Oh God, I'm never selling this iPhone 12.
Man. I remember hitting him up because I think around Berserk was when I started for real reading. Well, no, I lied. Fire Force. I watched Fire Force, and that was what set me off on my manga journey because I'm a big Soul Eater, and that. Learning that connected to Fire Force, I was like, bro, I gotta read this shit. Started reading that, and then I hit up Will. I was like, yo, where can I read like Berserk? Where can I start this shit? And then he started gloating about Manga Man. I was like, ah, fuck you. So I found my own little website, started reading on there, and it was history from there. That was like the whole manga journey. I'd say I'm like only a year or two into reading manga. I used to be anime only.
Damn, that's what's up, though. At least you're tapping in, for real.
Yeah, facts.
Oh, bro. Oh, God. Just as long as you're just appreciating and you're tapped in, bro. Like you said, it's a completely different experience than anime, man. Like, it's literally
Even Fire Force, bro.
Literally the blueprint. It's the blueprint for anime. Like, there is no anime without a manga. Yes, there's anime original series without a manga, but a lot of these series that you fuck with have a manga.
Yeah, I have a big appreciation for art. So, like, seeing when I was reading Fire Force and seeing the panels, and then I went to read Berserk, seeing how those panels came out and seeing the level of detail. And you got to see this man grow with his art, too. Like, shit started getting more gritty, started seeing lines and stuff being more perfected. And it's different when it's animated in your head at your own pace, too, and you're actually reading it. I think the worst like the only leg up to me that anime really has over manga these days is the fact that it's voice acted. The voice acting does put anime a little bit above for me. I'll probably still always be anime guy just because of, like, I mean, obviously you get to see your favorite panels animated and everything, and that's great to see, but it's just something about sitting down and reading that shit and you're like losing. I read like, I want to say a couple chapters within the 30 minutes, and I was like, damn, I just read that much just sitting down and I forgot I was even reading.
Time be flying for sure if you're reading a good manga that you're enjoying. Time will fly.
Yeah, man. I covered 100 chapters of Overgeared, and I'm not even close to caught up yet, but I've covered like 100 chapters of Overgeared in like a week and a half. Damn. Like, it's just, when you find that one, you find that one, man.
That's how it was with Gachiakuta, bro. I got into the power system. I'm like, yo, this is kind of dope. Like, you have this artifact and you kind of imbue it. You make it, whether it's trash or not, you imbue it with your own power and it does its own specific thing. It was giving me like that Fire Force. Everything's based off fire, but everyone has a unique fire ability. And just that alone, I started digging in. You start reading, you start appreciating the art style, and you start flipping the page. You're like, yo, I got to keep going. And then the worst thing with reading manga is once you get to that end chapter, like for me this week with One Piece 1110, got to the end. I'm like, no, man, where's the next chapter? Where's the next page, bro?
Man.
Yeah, catching up is definitely a somber feeling.
It's a great
manga somber feeling. Is tough.
It is.
Yeah, them break weeks be killer, man. But talking about Fire Force, man, I mean, where's season 3? Shouldn't season 3 be on the way soon? Like they're at a really good point in the anime now.
Do not get me started, bro, because they're at a perfect spot. They ended at probably one of the best spots they could have ended at with the training.
Yeah, it's like it's only up from here, especially how the
literally
went.
Oh man, I could talk about Fire Force all day too. We could save that for another day, maybe a retrospective. Maybe Tyler catches up on that and we talk about it, or Terry catches up too once they meet him. Yeah. But we are an hour and a half in. Are y'all good on time? Do you want to keep going or should we end here?
I think this is a good cutoff point, man. Like, we could talk about the new gen stuff next time. That's probably a good one to have Terry in. So I know he has a lot of thoughts on new gen manga and anime as well. So we can definitely
get into that. I think this was a good first episode, too.
I agree, man. First of many to come, bro. That's all we got to know. It's not if, it's when.
We're only going to get better from here, too. So more to discuss in the future as well.
Facts. But if you guys enjoyed, please hit that like, subscribe, comment, all that good jazz. I don't know how Apple Music, I know Will knows more about the Spotify, Apple Music stuff, but subscribe, follow, share with your friends. We're going to definitely have more. Let us know in the comments or wherever you're watching this what we should cover, what you guys would like to hear, and we'll think about including that in our little plan, man. Well, Will, I'm going to let you get us with that outro, my brother.
Definitely appreciate y'all, man. Every single one of y'all listening, man. And we'll be back soon. And like you said, like, subscribe, share with your peoples, get the word out. This is definitely going to be a norm for us going forward. Just like I said, 2 years in the making, man. We've been waiting for this. So definitely excited. Time flew by faster than I thought it would with this. So hearing an hour and a half and how much we've talked about is definitely a good feeling. So I appreciate y'all again, man. Follow us on socials, man, like we had our socials thrown out there earlier. And, we'll talk to y'all soon, man. Y'all stay safe and have a great night.
Future me, take us out with the outro, man. Let's get this shit.